Good morning. It's 7:43. It's the Morning Crew on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO. Time now for Downtown Abby. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, you ready for it?
Yeah, I'm kind of into the drizzly Friday.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, I always say the Friday, I look forward to them because that's my big nap day.
Because
I can nap and then actually sleep at night too. So
yeah
that big
is
nap
fun.
Day. Yeah. So what's
naps.
Going on this weekend?
There's quite a few things going on in the area. There's a Brantley Gilbert concert tonight. If you haven't heard about this, I think it's going to be a really fun time. It's at the Shields Arena. That's over in kind of West Fargo. Tonight at 7 p.m., it's his Off the Rails tour. And I was looking at it, and this is his second stop on the
on
his tour. Yeah.
Ooh.
He was in South Dakota last night. So
he'll be fresh.
Yeah, he's fresh. He'll be right on the road, ready to rock. He's kind of like I think he's technically country, but I would say he's more like rock country, some combo of that. You might recognize songs like Bottoms Up and The Weeknd. So he'll be over at the Shields Arena. I did check, and there's still tickets. As of last night, there were still tickets available. Also going on today and tomorrow, there's a book sale. The Friends of the Moorhead Public Library have scheduled a sale of used books at the Moorhead Public Library this weekend. It'll be held in the lower level of the Moorhead Public Library from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today and tomorrow. Items will be individually priced today, and then tomorrow there'll be $5 per bag. All proceeds will be used to support the library. So a few different concert and book sale today. And then heading into tomorrow, we have a busy day. Going down to Wahpeton Breckenridge, there's a crawl for a cure.
This is
huge. It's a pub crawl.
It's a pub crawl, and it's huge. And they raise a lot of money every year.
I have participated in it before. It's a fun time.
I did once.
Yep.
And I think that's about all you can do.
They say that they're kicking cancer's butt one bar at a time. Festivities begin at 2 p.m. at participating bars between Wahpeton and Breckenridge, starting with the Driftwood and ending with Grumpy's. There's a whole list online if you want. And then obviously helping cancer. So that's a fun way to spend your Saturday, a little bar crawl, but it's for a good reason. There's also PBR, Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour. The fans will be treated to an intense showdown between the top bull riders in the world and the sport's most talented animal athletes at PBR Grand Forks. I know I've heard about this through radio. I've been hearing a lot about the PBR, and it sounds like this one is going to be really good. Like there's
intense.
Some good,
there's some
big athletes at it
and bad bulls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Cause I never think to like, when it comes to bull riding, I never think about the bulls athleticism and intensity. You think about the bull rider, but obviously if you get,
there's particular bulls out there
that
those
you don't
guys
want
say,
or that you maybe want. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this one is kind of the showcase of all of that. They said online that this specific tour plays a critical role for riders reaching the top levels of competition in professional bull riding. Event goers will watch as riders get those crucial points in the race to be crowned the 2024 PBR Velocity Tour champion. It's at 7 p.m. tomorrow at the Allaire Center in Grand Forks. Down in our neck of the woods in Fargo, the FM Symphony Kids in the concert hall. This one sounds really fun. There weren't a ton of details, but FM Symphony Kiddo version.
Absolutely.
2 p.m. tomorrow. Tickets are $10 to $30. All ages welcome. And it's at the Fargo Theater. This one, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. And I'm so bummed because Year 3000 Jonas Brothers Dance Party is taking place tomorrow.
Is this the one with the headphones again?
I don't think
so. Or are they
going to
straight up play the...
I think it's DJ Drew will be spinning all the classic Jonas Brothers songs.
You're really not a Jonas Brothers fan if you're going to miss it.
I know.
I'm a little disappointed in you.
Okay, but also I'm still kind of bitter at them about Grand Forks.
That's true. That's
but
true.
It does say if you had tickets for them in Grand Forks in November, you'll receive a discount at the door if you can show your ticket. So if anyone wants my ticket. 8 p.m. at the hall at Fargo Brewing, $20 to get in. Must be 21 plus. Okay, this next event... It's a weird one, but I'm so intrigued by it. And I saw it on our website. The Northland chapter of the Mutual UFO Network. They have monthly meetings, and I haven't heard of them until now. They posted on our website. So I really dove in to look at what's going on. They're meeting tomorrow at the Fargo Library Northport location from 1:30 to 4:30. And they're going to have this guy, Charles Hall, as a guest speaker. And he's a U.S. Army veteran who worked at Area 51.
Oh.
And he has some stories to share. He'll be live via Zoom, available for questions and answers. They say that the meeting is open to everyone and is free of charge. They are family friendly and a non-judgmental nonprofit organization just trying to discover the truth.
Mm,
very intrigued.
Yeah.
I like hearing those stories. I don't know what to believe, but I still like hearing about it. The West Fargo Park District is having their gigantic rummage sale. It's the 30th annual spring gigantic rummage sale with over 150 booths filled with baby, youth, adult clothes, home items, collectibles, everything you want. Bring your cash and be ready to shop till you drop. This is at Veterans Memorial Arena from 7 to 1 tomorrow. Two more things. Team Tyler Dinner and Silent Auction Fundraiser. It's a meal and silent auction. They're being held at the Horace Community Center tomorrow from 11 to 2 for Tyler Anderson. He is a husband and a father of four. He recently discovered a cancerous tumor in his colon after getting a colonoscopy. He's known for his kind-hearted nature and generosity, and money raised will go towards medical expenses and lost wages. If you give online, it'll be boosted by 20%, with 100% of your gift going directly to Tyler and his family. Cash and check gifts can be brought to any First Community Credit Union location and put in Tyler Anderson benefit account. This is going on tomorrow. You can also donate at lendahandup.org. And they posted on our website, so I wanted to give them some love because I think it's a great event. I know there's Lend a Hand Up does so many events for this and to help people in our community. But if you want to, I mean, it's you also silent auction and food.
Get some good stuff
for Tyler Anderson tomorrow. And on Sunday, St. Elizabeth's Spaghetti Dinner, they'll be having their original spaghetti dinner on Sunday from 11 to 3 at St. Elizabeth on Main Street North in Dilworth.
I was going to guess. That's one of the best spaghetti feeds ever.
Yeah, and I will be back for that. So that's exciting. Adults are $18, children $10, preschool free. Takeout meals are also available. If you can't stay there, if you want to bring it home for the whole family, whatever, you can get some takeout meals. There will also be a raffle drawing plus cash prizes. So thank you to H2M Brand House for making this segment happen. They'll help you connect with people and immortalize your brand. Then be sure to go to kfgo.com for more events going on around the Red River Valley, and you can submit your events there as well.
Thank you, Miss Abby.
Have a good weekend.